Barhead. After not recording a home win in the 2022-2023 campaign, the Barhead Bombers won back-to-back games in their second homestand of the Young Canadian-American Junior Hockey League, CAJHL, season. On October 13, Barhead defeated the Stavely Mustangs 4-3 before winning a 6-5 come-from-behind victory against the Cold Lake Arrows. In the first game, the Bombers opened up the scoring just short of the 8-minute mark of the first period on a goal by Cade Bone. And that is how it would remain in a mostly evenly played period, although the home squad outshot the visitors 13-9. Barhead extended its lead 3 minutes into the second period when Riley Dorkson put the puck behind the Mustangs' starting goaltender. Stavely hit the scoreboard 2 minutes later on a shorthanded marker. But it did not take long for the Bombers to respond, thanks to Bone's second goal of the night. The Mustangs would narrow the deficit 2 minutes later. However, Barhead would restore its two-goal lead on a goal by Keenan Disbro. Stavely would end up outshooting Barhead 27-14 in the period. The Mustangs would score by the game's final goal 6 minutes into a penalty-filled third period. Following the game, head coach Mario Haas said, "Sometimes you have to win ugly. Tonight's effort certainly wasn't pretty, and we have a lot of things that we need to clean up," he said. "But a win is a win. Last season, we did not get our first win until something like game 40. Haas said he liked that the game got off to a strong start, scoring the first. But he said that is a double-edged sword in that although they have some veterans and older players, they are still a young team. Learning to play with the lead is also a skill, which we emphasized in the first and second intermissions," Haas said. Haas also credited 20-year-old Westlock native John Zeiss, who is in his second season with the Bombers, who stopped 46 out of 49 in his first start. Unfortunately, he said they ran into penalty trouble in the second and third periods due to the lack of experience. "When you have one or two guys in the box, with an already short bench, and have a couple of forwards playing defense," Haas said. He noted that the team is a bit banged up, saying they lost two players from the week before, where they played 3 games in 3 nights. Garrick Denchik, with a partial AC tear and a concussion, will be out for multiple weeks. The other, Marco Russo, suffered a bone bruise and a bad contusion and will return to the lineup in 2 to 3 weeks. "Our boys are used to playing a lot. Most play between 22 and 32 minutes a game, so conditioning shouldn't be an issue. We may be the most well-conditioned team in the league." In the second game, Cold Lake got off to a strong start, scoring the first 3 goals in the opening frame before Christopher Vink scored with 43 seconds left in the first period. The Arrows restored their lead, scoring with 9 seconds left in the period. Vink would also score in the third period. Barhead scored 3 unanswered goals in the second period, Jordan Martins and Jackson Rufienge. In the third period, Martins would complete the hat trick, and Vink notched his second goal. Zeiss made his straight second start in net, stopping 49 out of 54 shots. "In the first intermission, we had a really professional conversation. It wasn't about emotion, where we were in the game, how many shots we allowed or anything else," Haas said. "We just focused on the task, decided to leave the mental mistakes behind and take it one shift at a time. It is not basketball. There are no three-pointers." He also singled out Martins for his quiet leadership and leading by example. "We need that type of leadership to show the young guys the way, and it is something I've come to expect from Jordan," Haas said, noting that Martins was a game-time decision after he suffered bruised ribs after receiving a cross-check to his lower back region late in the third period the previous night. The Bombers' next home game is against the Vegreville Vipers on Friday, October 27. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.